I always wanted to be a nurse. People tried to talk me out of it. People here, meaning parents, they thought it would be too hard a life. I didn't care. It was what I wanted. When I heard we'd have to work 6 days a week, I thought it was a joke. When I saw the uniforms we had to wear, another joke. The dress, starched to cardboard consistency, made us look like walking rectangles, no female shape discernible. On our heads were large, also starched, triangles. We called them veils, but veils are meant to fall. These babies came out into two large points at the back of our heads. They were actually dangerous. At the age of 17, I landed onto a surgical ward. Two things were primarily being removed here, thyroids and breasts. Many of the women were like mother figures. I found it hard. I have a theory. Nurses are seen as wild because they are out partying on Monday nights. Nobody realises that this might have been the only day off they've had for 13 days. It was not the physical or emotional exhaustion that wore me down. It wasn't the long irregular hours. It wasn't even the uniform. It was the way we were treated. It was like being in the army. You started at the bottom, and every day you were reminded that's where you were. Worst were the nuns. One in particular was famous for picking on new girls, making their lives hell. In 1984, I got that honour. I was so afraid of her, I kept making stupid mistakes, which only gave her more excuses to grind me down. Not that she needed excuses. For 3 years, I went around with a knot in my stomach. I dreaded going to work. I collapsed in relief when it was over, only to start dreading the next day all over again. One night, and I can't explain this, I don't remember there being a trigger. It was like a switch going off in my head. I just decided I'm not going to take it anymore, from anyone. Next day, when I went in, I didn't have to say anything to the malnourished staff nurse who had been making my life hell at that point. She seemed to know instinctively that I had changed. Maybe it was in my eyes, I don't know. But from that day on, and it's been a long time, I don't accept any form of mistreatment from anybody. And I don't get it. Now I just wish I could do the same for someone I love. Get them to turn that switch in their head.